What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is a segment I put in here because of what happened last night. I appreciate everybody who got to watch this show live. Unfortunately, YouTube's on that bullshit and it didn't save the video version of this. Don't worry, next week's show will make sure that stays on there. But you still got the audio. So we actually were talking, for those who were actually watching live, we were talking for a good minute. So I had to compress everything down into segments, and also I'm gonna do parts. So this is the first part. This show, I think it's like 50 minutes to an hour. So y'all got a lot of good content in here. The guys were talking. I'm telling you, you need to listen to this episode. So, and an episode after this, which is going to be the second part of that. But please show some love. Thanks for everybody who's been showing love, who came on the live last night, and all of that. So y'all be blessed. Never stress. I appreciate it. Continue to follow WCOD Studios, all platforms, everywhere. And also hit the links for everybody else. So y'all enjoy the show. Yes, sir. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Sovereign here, and this is another late night special. Excuse it, it ain't really night like that, but you know, we don't give a damn. You hear my co-host, you know, Joker. Let him do his thing.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the coolest barber shop in the world. Life change cuts with our very own barber and owner, Kevin.
Fresh kids. You want fresh kids? You want a cool haircut? You want a beautiful atmosphere? You come to hashtag Life Change Cuts. The coolest barbershop in the world where everyone is a star.
So now we got quite a few topics we want to talk about today. So we're just going to, everyone know today is Memorial Day. So we want to pay our respects to all the soldiers out there, you know, that lost their lives and fought for their country all around the world, you know. We like really appreciate them.
It is also
Pride Weekend.
It's also Pride Weekend. It's crazy.
So we're gonna talk about the elephant in the room. You know, a lot of stuff been happening on the news today lately. We don't know what's going on. Been a lot of shooting and killing and deaths everywhere. Like, as soon as you turn your head, it's like somebody dying from gunshot or mass murder, everything. Especially in the Texas area. Like, we had a dude bust up in an elementary school and start, like, shooting and killing kids. Like, And this is the crazy thing about it. Like, this happened beforehand. You remember, I forgot that other mass shooting in elementary way.
Sandy Hooks.
The white dude that did that too? No, it was a black dude that did that.
Really?
No, I'm not the Sandy Hook one. I'm talking about the last one.
No, he was like Hispanic.
No, he wasn't black either.
Oh, okay.
No.
Niggas don't do that.
Unless they hang out with
him.
And, like, you know, after a crazy event like that, you would think there would be counter preventive measures for stuff like that. You know how when a 9/11 happened, like, everybody started getting pat down at the airport. It became, like, way more serious.
Yeah.
But after something like that, it's like, nothing really happened. I heard they caught the shooter, and they gave him a Burger King meal.
That's the wrong guy.
That's the wrong guy?
You're thinking of that white boy who shot up church.
Too many shootings. Like, and we still ain't doing nothing about it. But the thing is, that goes into the government conspiracy theories, right?
Yeah.
People are saying that the government is doing this, like, behind closed doors to control the guns and try to make new laws. Just like how, like, when 9/11 happened, they said George Bush, they set up all that stuff to go overseas to get the oil and to put more, like, security measures on the airports, like, make sure whoever leaving, coming in, and make sure who it is and whatnot. So right now, Biden said himself, the Second Amendment is like, it's not as bulletproof as it sounds to be. Like, they still trying to, like, if anything goes down, they want to have the right to take away everybody's guns. So they battling against the NRA and gun culture people all in all. So ain't no telling what might happen.
Man, I got multiple guns, and I believe in, you know, having the right to protect yourself. But if I had to give up all my guns to bring back any one of those kids that died, fuck it. I mean, it's not worth it. Like, we can find a better way to protect ourselves. Let's do it. Because I just don't fucking understand. I feel like all these shootings is making everybody afraid. And maybe not necessarily the word afraid is the right one. Maybe it's just anxious, nervous, like on edge. It's like the shit is happening all around us, and all we just, it's happening so much, it's happening so often, it's becoming so damn common that we just like, fuck it. Like, that's just the way the world is right now. That's not it. It's like, you can say that shit when it ain't your kid. Mm-hmm. But if my daughter got murdered, and I'm just supposed to be like, fuck it, and go on with life. Like, that's not possible, man. Like, people are losing. They're trying to argue because they feel like their liberties are being stepped on. I can respect that argument. I understand that you don't want to have the government impinging upon your rights, etc. But babies is out here dying. And it ain't just like, you know, oh, once every 10 years. This shit is happening hundreds of times per year, and nobody's doing shit. And it's because we're arguing back and forth about, I don't want you stepping on my rights. I don't want children dying. If I got to get a couple of rights stepped on to keep kids alive, I'm okay with that. But I don't. What's y'all take on it?
Well, it's a little different. You know, they always be like, oh, you trying to take away my gun. No, you can have your gun if you're a hunter. You know, if you're a good hunter, you don't need an AR-15. Yeah.
Not really. I ain't never seen a hunter use an AR-15.
And that was my next point. That's my next point. What hunter, you know, they got shotguns and stuff like that. Ain't nobody going out hunting with no AR-15.
Blackout.
No AK-47 or none of that.
No. Not even remotely.
Yep. And that's what they're using to kill the kids. And all the mass shootings is always a high-powered rifle.
Do y'all know some people that got guns in y'all lives? And they're like really big advocates of guns.
Yeah.
And then they don't just have one, right? You have a multitude of guns.
Pretty much.
Why? Like, I have some buddies I go shooting with. And I took my gun out there. And you drunk? I'm just kidding. And I went shooting with them. And I tried like 15 different guns because everybody had all these guns. I was like, I don't need number one. I was like, I need one to protect me. That's it. And one to have fun to shoot with. It's going to be the exact same one so I can get proficient on it. It's like, I don't need to be proficient on 15 different guns. Who the hell coming for me? And if I need this kind of arsenal to protect myself and they're coming for me, I probably just need to leave. I was like, you can't fight the police like that. I'm sorry. It just don't work. Shit.
I feel like the gun culture is like almost the, like, person owning 15 guns. I feel like the same person that like having 15 exotic cars, like Floyd Mayweather.
That's a lot too.
Floyd Mayweather probably drove all them cars like once.
That nigga ain't drove them.
Look, he forgot a car at the airport when he went to get it. It was like $100,000+ That's how long he been sitting at the airport.
Damn.
So he can't even lose a car
at the airport.
I don't care how rich I get, you lose a car. A car?
Yep. When
you're like, man, they might take me out.
But now, hold on. Not to cut you off right
no,
now.
No, you're...
But you want me to be a security guard and a teacher on a teacher salary?
But you're going
to
pay a extra, though.
I'm saying, you're not paying me now.
But where
is money gonna come from?
But look, that's a whole different of the conversation. That's a whole different conversation because you got to think.
So it's
a whole different conversation, and I'll tell you because of this. It's a different conversation. First of all, right?
Right.
So these are people that's gonna volunteer. Like, if you put me in the school and say you can have a gun to protect yourself, and you give me a couple like $10,000 more a year, I'm gonna take that.
So now you're at 30,000.
But see, it's more than 30 though, but it ain't enough.
It ain't enough.
I'd be the first person to say that. But wouldn't you rather take that little bit to be able to have a peace of mind to say I'm trained and I can protect?
Oh, of course. Because anything is extra, but now you gotta,
thing about it. You're not obligated to do it, but
you have that
option. Because trust me, somebody like me on the campus, you give me an option to carry a gun in case somebody come in. I'm sorry. I love kids to death, but doing this right here over a kid versus bah, bah, soon they come in the door, a lot more efficient.
Yeah.
I got protection.
I'd rather not die.
I'm just saying.
Wait, that's a record. Like, you supposed to shoot?
But think about it. All the teachers that you've known that's died in these
mass
shootings, they've always been protecting the kids. If you want me to protect the kid, give me a pistol. I'll
protect my child. I'll tell your child to run, but I'm not even trying to be funny. Like,
I mean, but even protect yourself. If he came in the door and you like, I'm gonna run. You can't outrun the bullet, especially if they know what they're doing. I'm just being real with you.
You can't outrun the bullet.
And then on the other side.
Oh, real quick before you go on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I agree. I don't think that guardianship will work. Because now you got one person in there with a vest on that says guardian. If I'm coming in and I'm, you know, with malintent, I'm like, oh, kill him. And then I'm good to go.
You a target. Exactly. You a target.
It's the reason why we have concealed weapon license. We could have just be carrying them all on our hips. Well, kill him first and then I'll do what I need to do. It's like, no, like.
You don't know. That's what keep the fear of the unknown keep you from doing dumb shit.
Right.
And then on the other part, I'm not defending this dude that took 45 minutes to go in. I'm not a hostage negotiator, but I'll tell you this much. When you got somebody that's mentally unstable and you got potential people in there that could get hurt. Mm-hmm. If somebody busts through that door and gunshots, everything is going on, fire's going on, and one of them kids gets shot by one of them police that went in, it'd still be outrage.
Yeah.
They should have never went in. They knew it was civilians in there, but then if you don't go in, they should have went in because he had a gun. So it's a lose-lose situation. Either way you cope. You're not gonna please everybody because you really don't know what's going on in that room unless you're there. And I tell you, if it was somebody that came in here right now with a gun and held all of us hostage, unless they got a clear shot through a window, they don't know what's going on. They're trying to protect life. That's their number one thing. So they're thinking if we go in there, and what if he got a bunch of kids around and he just blah, 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 and then we shoot him? He took our. Nobody's gonna win in that situation.
Well, my mind goes though, like he killed 19 people, right? There's a lot of gunshots. I was like, isn't that a trigger to execute? Like, if I'm hearing like, bah, 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 I'm like, fuck it. I don't know what's happening, but I ain't risking it no more.
So let's do this. Let's see what the 911 call said. What did it say? There's a white guy in here shooting. Or did they say there's a guy in here shooting? Or did they say there's a black guy in here shooting? They don't know. You got to remember, they treat threats differently depending on how you look. Yep. I bet if they would have said it's a black, I bet they would have said it's a black dude in here shooting, they would have came in there and killed a nigga in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Excuse my language if I'm speaking too brash. Yeah, but it's just some real talk, though. If it was a black dude coming there shooting, they like, man, we finna kill this nigga, get out of the way, and we're gonna be heroes.
They know it wasn't a black person. That's why they didn't do that, because we don't. How often do you hear about a black person doing mass shooting besides the DC sniper?
And he wasn't even fully black.
That,
this is just the thing. Let's just throw it out there. Let's just be real about it. Don't
happen like that.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't mean to, you know, come in with that wham, 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 but I'm just saying, let's just be real about it. I mean, it's a thin line. I'm just saying.
The shit is scary, man.
It is.
I mean, even for the officer, you go in there, you hear like it's an active shooter situation. Like, yeah, you're gonna be level 10. You're gonna be afraid. But that's what we pay your ass for. That's the risk you take when you sign up for the job.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like my job sometimes too. I still do that shit because that's what I get paid to do. And if that was a part of my job, you know, I'm gonna do my best to be as prepared as possible to make good choices when it's time, but I mean, it's like you said, it's very complicated. I'm not trying to argue against you.
No. It's complicated. And this is the thing, right? What makes you a good cop?
Mm-hmm. No such thing.
No, I'm just saying. Like, what makes you, because
we know what makes you a bad cop, but what makes you a good cop?
Exactly. So think about it like this. When you think of a cop, what do you think of? What's the first thing I think of? I'm saying, what you think of?
I think of what they're supposed to be, protect and serve.
No, I mean, but when you think about the anatomy of a cop, like, what do you think of? Like, what kind of person is that?
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
I feel like
a hero or something. Like a Superman.
Okay. But that's like almost impossible, because even Superman, in the if you read the comics, he couldn't save everybody. They still shot his ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, if we want to be realistic, you want to know what most of us think of a police officer? And y'all can stop me if I'm wrong. Man, they got picked on in school, man. He just became a cop so he can pick on other people. How many times y'all have said that shit?
Oh, I said that plenty of times.
So you thinking of somebody that's a coward that's ready to pick on somebody, but when it comes time,
me right now, and not out there.
Just be real about it.
Yeah.
Cause when I think of a police officer, I'm thinking of somebody that need to be have patience, but just enough crazy to them where they'll put a nigga down if they have to. That's the only thing I need the police to be.
But see, that's what you want, but you don't know what his life, what his day went before exactly. He got to work.
So how do you check for it?
Okay.
So you rolling the dice with every cop you put up there to protect you. You literally rolling the dice. So why not put the hands and say, look, if you want to volunteer to be a teacher, then say, hey, look, we're going to pay you a little extra just so you can have somewhere to protect yourself. And we'll have all the safety protocols so you can't get the gun no other time. Because still, that teacher has to be in the head. So you still got to trust that. But at least give them an opportunity to protect themselves. They send them there naked, bro. They naked. And somebody coming in, and you up there like, I got to protect my kids. Little Johnny, little Timmy, little Susie.
But how do you do it if I don't want a gun?
What you mean?
If I'm the teacher that don't want a gun.
Bro, let me tell you something. I ain't here to throw nobody under the bus.
No.
But there's plenty of people out there that's packing that heater at this damn school.
I get that. So you what get I'm saying, how do you do if I'm the teacher that I don't want a gun?
You just don't get it. But you think about the whole school, nobody wants a gun.
I don't want a gun. But I'm that teacher that he just came in and shot all my students. I don't want a gun.
So think about it like this. What they do is they place these hallways strategically. So let's say you got 5 teachers in the school that got a gun. You place them on one each hallway. We ain't got no big ass schools.
Yeah.
We got about.
Well, but you know, like in Texas, they do have big
schools. They got big schools, but so, it's going to be a larger amount of people.
That want to go. Everybody going to want to go out there.
That's what I'm saying. You strategically place them to where, think about it, they got to go through the front office. Soon as the front office here, pop, hit the button, the bitches release, and now you sitting there in the ready. But that's just some real shit.
Yeah.
You sitting there in the ready.
We know who have guns, so we can alert them classrooms, those teachers.
Because my original thing was, like, you know how some of the schools have magnets that the doors they shut down?
Mm-hmm.
All you do, if something go wrong, it's an alarm to go off, you hit the button in the classroom, and it's like a little lockbox that open up.
I didn't think about that.
And that's it. You can't get it unless we hit the box.
Yeah.
It just opened up, and now you're sitting in the classroom, and now you sitting there on the ready.
You can't open it.
But, you know, they do all this active shooter training for the students and stuff.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah, that don't happen. That don't help at all.
It don't.
Nope.
They had this thing not even back in the day. It's like 10 years ago. You stuck it under the door, you clamped it, and it locked the door, stopped it from opening. And I was like, oh, that's good. Every school gets one, just like everyone gets a door. And then, bam, problem solved. Like, somebody comes in, you got to make it past admin. Admin goes on intercom, lock your doors. Bam, done. I was like, none of this shit ever came to fruition at all. What happened?
Right?
It's like 2 weeks later. Everybody got tired of saying pray for this, and we forgot about it.
Immune to it.
Yeah.
That's what shit you should not be immune to.
And I'll tell you this, I got kids, bro. I ain't gonna never get immune to that shit. I'm gonna tell you this, I ain't gonna ever stop. Hey man, let some of them teachers have a gun. Come on, man.
You gotta think about it. They students don't go to those schools.
They don't.
It don't happen at private schools and stuff like that. Or home school.
True.
So that's not their problem. That's our problem. Mm-hmm. And that's why they don't care.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
My bad. Not to switch subjects, but it's just like rappers nowadays. You know, these rappers, yeah, they grew up a certain way because they grew up in the drug era or whatever. But they out the hood now. They kids don't go to public schools and none of that.
No. I wish I would see Blue Ivy and PS anything.
Well, not even Blue Ivy, you know. But I'm saying like 2 Chainz or anybody, like they kids don't go there.
Oh, my bad. I'm chill.
Okay.
My bad.
Well, there you go.
My bad.
But no, it wouldn't have changed the topic or none of that. But you know, I'm just saying like it don't matter to them because their kids not in that environment.
They making money.
Yep. They kids are around multi-millionaire kids because that's what they are. Yep.
And they got all that security stuff in place.
And exactly. Like they don't have to worry about none of that.
Their active shooter protocol, you know, is flawless.
Yeah.
What do y'all feel about Young Thug, the YSL, getting that RICO charge?
I don't know nothing about it.
Who is YSL for 100?
Oh, I think you probably talking about Thug.
I know. Wait a minute. Is
that what was again?
Not me. Oh, Gunner.
Oh,
yes, and then Gunner. It was Young Thug and Gunner.
Who the fuck is Gunner for 500? I'm not that cool,
y'all. I don't listen to him.
I know what he's talking about, but I don't listen to him, so I don't got nothing to say
about
him.
That's what I'm
saying. All I can say is that it's jacked up that they use their lyrics against him, but they won't use other people's body of work against them when they're in the same situation. You know,
they'll call
actors. Us. You know,
because R. Kelly been peeing stuff on people way before now.
Yes.
People
yes.
just started playing, Bobby.
He's been
doing pretty messed up stuff for a long time.
I don't listen to him. I don't even know what they talk about.
All of them. Chuck Berry, don't get me started on that shit.
I don't like speaking on shit I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. Right. I know what RICO is, but
yeah.
I don't know how the hell they pulled that out of a rap game.
Oh, I get it.
Well, you know, that's what they're trying to do.
They want to
use whatever they can use against you to hold you down. And that's why in New York, like, they just passed a law where you can't use the rap lyrics against you.
Yes. Like, they
passed that quick, too.
Yeah, man, they had to. Because in this case, Jay-Z be in jail. Pusha T be in jail. Like, it'd be a lot of these.
What's his name? Shmoney Hat?
The what?
Shmoney Hat.
Yeah, oh, boy. Yeah, that dude, he went to jail, so he's doing the dance now.
Now he actually told people, like, doing everything. He telling them, like, what he used to do is stupid, like, don't do it. Like, all this game banging and stuff, like, it ain't work.
Good for you.
That's what he's saying now.
Good for you.
Turn new.
If you watch it, good.
The thing is, like, so many of those multimillionaire rappers, just, you know, well, affluent map rappers and stuff like that, like, they make their money on selling that nonsense, though. So it's like, yeah, they don't really live in that world. Their family's not in that world anymore, et cetera, et cetera. But they're trying to make a buck. And half of me be like, it's got to be a better way. I mean, money can't be everything. Other half of me is, you got to do what you got to do to get the fuck up out of there. And if you ain't illegal, then,
yeah,
you know, what we out here judging them for?
I would like to caveat to that. So, fuck these parents. Cause I'm gonna tell you why.
Never heard that before.
I'm just saying. Let's be real. We grew up on Jeezy, Ross. I mean, we grew up on some. We grew up on some people talking some crazy stuff.
Jadakiss.
And guess what?
Damn.
Hey, we all sitting here
talking about. Killed. Raise your hand if you ever murdered anybody.
Define murder. Like this ranch.
Let me stop.
Because I murdered Duke Man a little while ago. I roasted his ass. He that's different.
Rico roasted, your ass.
Yeah, I roasted his ass. But I mean, I think that, you know, let's, like, going back to Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, as big of an asshole he is, he said it the best way. I ain't no role model. What are your parents at?
True.
Yeah.
I ain't teaching my kids to go out there and push it to the limit.
But you know,
push,
like,
that pin. That's on the pin.
Their parents are, you know, working 9 to 5s or whatever. They don't want to do that. So that's why you have a different role model, because, you know, if you're in a strict home, not saying that, you know, but you know, if you're in a strict home, I don't want to be with my parents all strict. I want to have fun. I want to do this. I want to do that. If Charles Barkley dribbling the basketball and he making $1 million a year, he can go do whatever he want to do in them 5 months when they're not playing basketball.
True.
And that's what they want to do.
I guess just for me, man, community has.
I mean, what you want to do?
Yeah,
like I'm not a role model. Don't. You weren't supposed to be there.
I wasn't supposed to be there.
I'm gonna piss on that.
I'm not.
Supposed to be.
Look, I feel like you don't know where we going, where we ain't supposed to be.
Right.
But
like the neighborhood, like you were saying. So when I was growing up, we moved to Milton. It was one of the neighborhoods where I think we were the only black family
for a long time until that other black family came, and they were like, "Have the dad is whatever."
No,
close enough. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was used to it, and then going to school with a lot of white guys. Crazy thing is, I felt, but I felt like when I came back to Pensacola and started going to school here, it was a shift because I was just, then I started feeling like, oh, that's what it feels like when I was over there because I felt like the only person.
Is this now a conversation on tokenism? Can we press the button?
You want to press the button? Tokenism.
Hey. Getting the only nigga. The only black person.
But it is
an uncomfortable feeling. I done been in white friend groups. I ended up on accident in a white friend group. I wasn't even the only black person there. It was just so overwhelmingly white. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this nigga was going for whatever they was talking about. And I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like.
I'll give you from a personal standpoint. I know. When I was in school growing up, I was friends with everybody. Like, I was that guy that was friends with everybody.
Yeah, me too.
But I connected more with the white people.
Feel that.
I didn't have the same struggles. Like I said, I grew up in East.
I feel like I was friends with and was well connected with everybody. I could relate to a bunch of people, but it's like the outsider appearance. Like, when they see you hanging out with white people, they like,
They shift. Yeah.
They shift, you know what I'm saying? But like, why?
Because they
white motherfuckers is cool. They can put me on some shit.
I don't know. Because
they,
I got
they
shunned,
gonna consider
dude.
You.
I was shunned, man.
That shit crazy.
They did this to me. They'll say, which I first of all I don't even know what I'm talking. Like white.
I feel like when you call them out on it though, like
I still
why
don't
you hating
that
on
shit.
These folks? Like they ain't no niggas gonna be like, nah, cause you hanging out with them. I mean they will. They ain't gonna lie to you. Yes, they will.
They will.
Man, I got people to this
but I'm
day.
Like, why you hating on them?
Yeah. And I got people to this day legit. My homeboy would tell me, he said, man, for the longest, I thought you was a little white boy, I ain't know what to think about it. Because they treated me totally different. And then when they got to know me, they were like, man, you one of the blackest motherfuckers I know. I said,
THS.
Some people go through life with that, it's not like a, you know, I'm too black for my white friends, I'm too white for my black friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I knew I didn't fit in with the white folks, but it just, I understood because I stayed in the neighborhood with them. They were my neighbors. But then,
like, if you're confident enough to draw, like, bro, confidence is going to draw and influence whatever. Like, if you're confident enough, if you say whatever, it could be dumb as hell. Confidently enough, somebody else is going to agree with you.
That's why these niggas.
Straight like that.
Look, hey, that's why these niggas like that. Think of the police.
That's why Trump was president.
They think of the police.
We finna make a wall and Mexico will pay for it.
Confident. Watch it.
It got him the votes.
Hey, am I the police? Nah. See, look, they think I'm the police to this day.
This man said, I have to go be, I think he said, I have to go be some shit like that. He used hella like,
these niggas think I'm the
regulation
police
terms,
to this
like federal ad terms. It'd be the terminology. Like.
Man, they be thinking on the police and stuff, man. They'll like to be around me. If people to this
day,
I
never said that. Like,
I got called the police at work with my second job. You seem like a police. How the hell I seem like a police? Because I wear glasses? Your bitch wear glasses. What's wrong with you? Y'all heard my feelings, man.
Something I was like, bro.
They be thinking I'm the police because I talk, I dress. You know, I don't even wear Birkenstocks no more.
Like, somebody got hit in the assailant. I was like, the assailant? Man. Man.
Do I like you know about Birkenstocks? I did.
I never wore them.
You never wore them. They come with motherfuckers, man. You bitch, not. You know how your people are.
I ain't gonna lie. See, I wish the cultures could. I wish the cultures could melt more because what y'all don't know is white people put pineapple in coleslaw and that shit is fire. Straight like that.
I will say.
Hold on. Come again. Say what?
They put pineapple
come
in coleslaw.
Come again.
Coleslaw.
Say what? Come again. Say what?
That's why life change cuts is for everybody.
Yes, sir.
Who you is?
Yep.
I'm gonna get a
everyone's
cut.
A star.
Pineapples and coleslaw, baby.
I'm not even coleslaw. Take my pineapple off the coleslaw. You can have the coleslaw. Give me the pineapple.
You good? And the reason I wanted him to say that first though, but I will say this: I learned a lot from being around white people. So when I go into the world, it's like things that my people, some know, but they when they don't want to be around them. And I get some of the stigma.
I think it could be narrow sometimes.
Too much access.
I think the world always been fucking crazy. I think we just literally got access and everybody's, you know, recording live.
Wouldn't that make it more chaos? I mean, because I know, like, back in the day it was bad, but I feel like, I don't know, that's just something. It's different.
You know, I mean, this is just crazy talk, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, and conspiracy theory crap again. You know how people always say, like, the previous,
Generation
and stuff was like really intelligent, but that crumbled. Like, are we gonna have a crumble?
No, I don't think it crumbled. Like, you get
what you mean.
You get smarter and smarter. You know, that's why we had, you know, like email. Mm-hmm. You know, the World Wide Web.
Civilization.
Now we got, you know, the internet, and you know, yeah, it's gonna keep getting better, but they don't use it for the intended purpose. At first it start off like that, and then it changes to a whole different thing. Even like apps, you know, like dating apps, you know, that came out for you to meet somebody. Now they're using it to rob people.
Yeah,
you know, I'ma kill you, you know. Cash app, you know. Now it's set up, you know, it was set up for me to let me send you the money because I ain't there with you. But now, you know, they'll take the money and you don't even get whatever it was you know, like you was sending the money for.
Yeah.
It just turned out bad.
Yeah, the social media age definitely produced a lot of scandals and a lot of more like stuff you can get over people with.
Because if I get one more person to tell me that give me your Cash App and I'm gonna send you this and you send this back, or give me your account number out there. If I get one more person to send me that, my head gonna damn explode.
Somebody send me a check.
Like, damn, bro. Like, come on, man. I ain't Google fool over you. Come on, man. But I mean, it'd be like that. It'd be like that. Man. I don't know, man. I will tell you this, like, to sort of answer your question. I think that if we don't get a hold on things soon, that prophecy that says that whoever is below will rise again will never rise, because we're gonna cut each other from the knee. And that's just, you know, we not even just here, but as a whole, man, we have a tendency to be crabs in a barrel, man, and we'll report negativity before we report positivity. Like old boy that went viral that stopped these kids from in the street fighting. I mean, he shouldn't be the only one. That's what we should be sharing. But not that, like,
but that's positive. They don't care about that. All they want to see is negative. That's just like if reality TV shows. If it's a positive episode, it's gonna have low ratings.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's where they just fighting all day and cussing and all of that, that'd be the highest rated show that day. Like, out of all networks, it'll be the highest rated show.
Yeah.
And I want to answer. It's like, it's literally a TV show of rich, wealthy people problems.
That's the name of it?
No, I mean, okay. That's just how, like,
yeah.
Rich wives and club and stuff. And it's just pretty wild. Like, and also to talk about history, I mean, it's not really a change. You know how with our generations of doctors and stuff, mm-hmm. like how the disease generation, like people grew up in the 2010s and 2000s, like sooner or later they're gonna be our doctors when we get older. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Stuff. Like, yep. Like, I don't know how much faith. I mean, I know everybody ain't like crazy having all this woke mentality and all this stuff, but
yeah
I mean,
is it gonna be like less, I can't even say less regular people, I mean, like the common thought, like it's gonna be more like,
I think because we don't publicize it enough. Like, I want to say his name is Michael Johnson, I think it is. He went to a ceremony where all these kids were graduating from college, paid off all their debt. 9 times out of 10, at least 90% of them kids that they debt
is paid off, they're gonna go to graduate school and they're gonna open successful businesses. And that's gonna be the people that look out for us. But the people that they publicize got us so scared, they're like, man, do we have a future? We have one, it's just they don't show it. And so a lot of times the people that don't have a future will overtake it and be like, man, let me bring you down with me. If that makes sense. I don't know if I said it right. You know, I had a couple, out here. So, you know, my words aren't always the same, but I'm always good. But I mean, it's, we have a future. Mm-hmm. It's just the agenda and mainstream media is to show us as being this downtrodden, no future, that we just are never going to get anywhere. And it's hard to get past that. Like, I don't even know how to, I can't say it any other way, because I even feel like it's hopeless sometimes. But I know that there's kids out there doing positive things, doing stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just so much negative shit that you're like, damn. Like, it makes you question it, but you, it got
to
be more
kids out there. Because that's what they feed on. And I don't understand why. Like, we not, they don't care about positive. Like, they rather shoot somebody and go to jail because that's what they used to, instead of looking up to like the doctors or somebody that's going, the lawyers or whatever, that's going to be something. And that's what you follow. No,
Yeah.
Why? You know, they're going to talk about me. So they don't, you think they ain't talking about them too? They talking about both of them.
I'll be the first person to tell you. I remember when I was in school, I was so stupid. I was scared to be smart because I thought people would talk about me.
Yeah, but
that's like mostly only in our culture too, right?
Like, but I'm saying, yeah, right, I was the dumbest thing in the world. I'm like, that, like, people think I'm smart. I need to be dumb, so people won't. That was the dumbest shit ever. I look back, and I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so good at talking to kids, is because I was insane. Because a lot of these kids smart as hell, but I want to get a check, so I'm gonna say my kids got something wrong with them. My mom refused to do that. Ain't nothing wrong with my kid.
on that note, I wanted to say this. I feel like with our people, we gotta do anything for like the little dollar. I never understood that.
We got an instant gratification mentality.
Yeah. Right. But it's a lot of people out there that'll go.
It's all good, man. Good. Jump on in.
We still going.
Yeah, we still going. Jump on in.
But it's a lot of people that go and they'll say, my kid got something wrong with him, so they can get a couple $100 and some EBT cards. Mm-hmm. I was very blessed and fortunate to say, my mom, she was just like, he just don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with him, he just don't want to do it. Plain and simple. And with me, I'm a different breed. It took, and I hate to say it, but it took some white folks telling me what I'm not going to do. And I said, you can't tell me what I'm not going to do. And I buckled down and finish. That's literally all it took. Everybody was saying something about this, that, and the other, but it took somebody telling me what I'm not gonna do. They tried to stop me from graduating with my friends, and I was like, I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. Because, I mean, I went to, y'all remember Biggs?
No.
Like, we glorify stupidity.
Yeah.
And wait. And let me say this. When he said, nigga, get that shit out your head that it got to be somebody black. Nigga is an ignorant person. That can be any goddamn person. I called a white person nigga the other day. This nigga ain't shit. Because he ignorant as fuck. Sorry, excuse me, Lane. I'm sorry.
I mean, I call white people nigga all the time.
I don't use the word me myself, speaking to nobody. Sorry. Because, like you said, it's somebody ignorant.
Yeah.
And if you're ignorant, you don't deserve my energy. It's just like, if you was to call me that, I won't even respond back. At some point in time, you got to be smarter than them.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you're the dummy.
Yep, and that's some real talk.
And then you know that little saying, though, don't try to argue with an idiot.
Yeah.
They beat you at the
yeah.
Every time.
Because that's their specialty. So every time. I don't deal with it.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Hey, man, what's up with these bitches? I'm sorry, I was trying to.
No, I thought he had something. What you got?
I'm young. I get what you're saying, and I'm not gonna say like
you didn't say anything wrong. I just don't have the maturity to carry it, to carry it about my everyday life.
You do though. That's the thing.
I haven't agreed with myself though.
Right. You don't want to. You do. You black. You do. We are the strongest nation out there. If we want it to be that. That's why we divide ourselves.
Ooh.
Speaking of the strongest nation, how about this? Think about the amount of strength that it took to make that journey.
From the
coast of Africa.
Oh yeah.
To the islands.
Take the strongest of the strongest, bro.
A lot of people forget how many of us actually died.
One sixth made it across. One out of six. Something like that. Maybe the numbers are sure.
Yeah.
Maybe they're slimmer. But maybe one seventh.
But think about that. Think about the amount that made the trip and last through slavery. You know how strong you gotta be to make it through some crazy stuff like that? And we get mad because somebody say no.
I'm saying, man, our will is so strong, but we want to give in and be like, nah, I can't. No, you're looking for an excuse, man. Don't make no excuse. If that's what you want to do, do it.
If you look at the amount of things in this world that are popular that have been assimilated from our culture and our being, man, if y'all allow me, I'll change the topic to housing. Seriously. When I say the amount of things that's taken from it, let's take Pensacola, for instance. Look at the amount of black neighborhoods around here that were black neighborhoods.
Brownsville, they flipped.
And they coming in and just, and we giving it away. They're not taking it.
Yeah.
We're giving it away.
I'm glad he said giving away, because a lot of, and I'm not saying the white, the man has not taken things without permission, but y'all forget, they are buying it. Y'all are giving it to them, so don't act like
because that's the thing.
A fraction of the value.
That's the thing. You know, like it was their parents' house, and you know, they didn't take care of it.
Yeah.
It's you know, 40, 50 years old. And you know, whoever is offering them the money, they're like, man, look, you can take the $70,000 or you can just live here. I got a house. I can't do nothing with $70,000. But have I ever had $70,000? Probably not. So let me go ahead and take the $70,000. And now, I'm rich. But what do I have now?
You ain't got no house.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this. I even had a situation where my homegirl owned the house, and I was practicing, I was learning the game of property management. So I was doing it for just to kind of get some experience and shit. The lady walked up to me. Now, this is, y'all know about this. This is Davis Highway, MLK. Y'all see what they're doing on that.
Yeah.
The lady walked up to me and was asking all these questions, and I'm going through my spiel. Like, yeah, the house got this, the house got this. She was like, oh, this is nice. You know, this dude asked me to buy my mama house for, I can't remember the amount, but it was something stupid. It was less than $100,000. It was probably closer to 50. Can't remember the exact number.
Sell the house for three.
And I looked at her, and she said, yeah, I'm going to sell it, buy me a car, and I can rent this out. And I looked at her. Now, this is nobody. This is somebody in their 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
Saying this shit to me, and I'm like, so you're going to take this house that is probably close to 80 years old, that your mom probably had to fight to get, because you know they weren't giving us shit.
Nope, not back then.
Fight to get. And because you got a small disagreement with some family, you just gonna sell it and let this
get you a little piece of change.
Yeah, and let the same dude that across the street tore down the house and built three row houses.
Yeah.
And they're all selling for $300,000. And we go and we complain. They taking. No, they offer and we sell it. We giving it away because we uneducated.
We're not
gonna educate each other because we got a crab and barrel mentality.
You've been to my house?
Yeah.
Dude.
Let me stay there with you. Oh, I'm sorry.
My house ain't like that, y'all. Just so y'all know, don't think that.
It ain't like what?
For him to want to stay there, it ain't. It's smaller than this. But no, so like it's almost double the value. Man, cut that out, man. It's almost double the value. So, you know, like I had to talk with the girls. I was like, look, don't y'all sell this house. You know, because this is for y'all. This ain't for me. It's for me now. Mm-hmm. But I'm on my way out. You know, I'm getting older. So, you know, hopefully it's paid off. But y'all keep this.
Yeah.
Because if
that comes getting older, that lane change. Everything yeah. you do. Gotta be for like the people you're gonna leave
right. That's well, how you feel generational. And my thought process was, you know, like when my mom passed, she didn't leave me nothing. Mm-hmm. So here when I pass, I wanna leave y'all something that's not debt. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want the credit card company. Hey, well, he's dead, but you know, you owe me. No, he owe you and he dead. So you good luck getting it.
Right.
But yeah, but you know, like I just be like, don't sell this. And that's the thing, though. They might tempt you because they tempted me, but you ain't gonna give me what I want. Mm-mm. I want 500. You want this? I want 500. Well, it's only worth. I don't care what you think.
It's worth it
to me. Yeah, I want 500 because yeah. I want to be able to go and buy something else. I'm not gonna sell my house to go rent.
I'll tell you this, man. I learned this lesson as an early age, and I feel so stupid now thinking about it. How much I hid the amount of stuff I knew because I felt like I shouldn't be smart.
Yeah.
I did that too, bro. Listen, I didn't want to say it when I was off camera.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah. I lived in a predominantly white neighborhood. I grew up in Easton. I never forget when I learned what people that don't look like us do. Little Timmy going off to school. Y'all ever notice what the school y'all went to? If y'all went to school with like some pretty well-to-do white kids, they'll always pull up in a brand new Honda, brand new Volvo. Have y'all noticed that? It's always a Honda or Volvo. Very rarely do you see something else, but it's a Honda or Volvo. Normally a Honda Civic, Honda Accord,
I've seen a fair amount.
The little Volvo, especially at Washington. And I figured out, they take the car. They take the house, take out a line of credit on the house, buy the car in cash for the kids. You got to think, $25,000, $30,000 over 30 years, that's nothing. They wrap it up into the house. They give their kids a good start and say, little Tommy, this is yours after a while. The whole time you're in college, they paying for it and doing this. And then they say, well, Tommy, we're old now. What we're going to do is we're going to go buy a little condo, but we're going to take it out of the house and go buy the condo. And you can have the house. And they always start out with this big, nice house with small payments in an established neighborhood. All they do is flip assets. Yep. These people ain't got no damn money. All they doing is flipping their assets. They using what they got to get for they, and we up here selling, man. I can just think of the lady that got this house. The house is probably paid for. The house probably worth, let's say $300,000, because that's what the house is worth over here because they building them.
Yeah.
You take $100 out, fix the house up, take your extra $30 out, buy your car in cash. Think about that. That's only what $130,000, $150,000 over 30 years. And we out here looking crazy. They got such a big leg up on. No, we don't take the opportunities because we don't tell each other. Man, the most glorified thing I had to happen to me, man, I was at work in my second job.
Lady, I'm about to say what job, but no.
Second job. Lady pulled me to the side.
Because he black. He got to work all these
jobs.
Oh, yeah, I work.
Lady pulled me to the side. She was like, hey, I don't know if you remember me, but one night you was out. And, you know, when I drink, you ask me questions, I'm spitting off knowledge. Anything you want to know that I know, you can get it out of me. The lady said, you know what? That conversation you had that night, I went out and bought me a house. She said, I went out and bought me a house with that information. I want to thank you. And I was like, that's what's up. I ain't remember who she was.
Yeah.
But it was just, we need more things like that. With people that know stuff, spread the knowledge.
A lot of times, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that somebody can do something that you can't do. Is that they're selling you the knowledge. I could probably get up underneath my car and with the knowledge, put my shit back together. But you don't know how to do it, so the mechanic gonna do it and you're paying for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times they just I know how to do a fade. It ain't hard. But I sell it to all of y'all.
Sometimes you pay for convenience.
I'll fuck your shit up though. I know how to do it.
It ain't hard.
Yeah, it's like I ain't gonna lie. Like I pay a guy to cut my grass. You know how to cut grass.
Yeah, no doubt.
I bought a lawnmower to cut my grass.
I don't use it.
I let somebody else use my lawnmower that I don't use because I wasn't using it.
Yeah.
And I pay for convenience.
Remember, I told you I don't clean my pool either.
Yeah,
I know how to do that shit. I got a whole machine for it.
I'm like, I don't want to be out there for it. And I only have, you know, maybe an hour. I can cut the front and the back. An hour, but yeah, but I don't want
to
do it.
What does that time work to you?
Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut, and it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date, you want to look good for a business meeting, you want to look good for an interview, anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade, they got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes, and I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir!
Wake up to reality. Nothing ever goes as planned in this accursed world.
On my Kingdom Hearts shit, I used to be a fucking hero. Now I'm on demon time, bitch. I have no time on reminiscing, that's a waste of time, bitch. Y'all always talking shit behind my back, no, never do shit. Cause look, I don't understand why y'all always hating on me. I'm working hard, I'm bust my ass, and still hating them on me. Cause I will never understand or comprehend your bitches. Cause if y'all talking shit, I'm the stump on your ass, bitches. Cause I'm an enigma, you a son of a bitch. And all y'all do is talk shit, which is weapon ass bitch. Cause I must keep saying the B word, not just talking about females, but talking about dumbass niggas who talking this shit. Cause.